This retreat happened pretty unexpected. It wasn't really in the plans. But I see how much came out of it and how thirsty you were and how good it did for you. Such a change in your faces and your energy. And it makes me happy because I feel that you want. And that's why we are here, to go beyond your limitations of yourself, your ideas, your fears, your blocks, your anger, your illusions. So, let's go on then, because now I feel that I did the preparation, now we can go deeper, and such an avalanche of letters are coming, and much deeper because you are getting deeper, and people are having deep realizations, awakenings, seeing their blocks, wanting to go through it, being responsible for where they are. And that is just so beautiful because you don't see that in the world. People are so lost. Who is looking at themselves? It doesn't give you any recognition in the society. It doesn't give you any power. In fact, you become a dropout. And that's why people are afraid to follow their own heart, because they will be on the outside. You need courage, you need to follow your own intelligence, your own heart, to stand up for the truth when you live in a world full of lies. Chiyunu said, I just had to share with you, I got this strong knowing that said, relax, just be. There is nothing else to do. Just be you. You are it, an expression of the divine. And I have to say thank you with all my heart. The words cannot express. Love, Chiyunu. Such a simple thing, but so difficult to live. And that is the challenge now, to live it. Yes, you are an expression of the divine. So don't let the mind, your habits, hold it back. This is exactly why you are here, to accept. Just to be you. And when you come back to that natural simplicity of just being yourself, totally relaxed, at ease, it looks so silly, all the things you have tried to be. It's totally ridiculous. And everybody is trying, panic. Because they don't know. And just one glimpse and everything relaxes, everything falls in place. Everything becomes like it always has been. And who cares what the whole world says? And that's another reason why people doesn't dare to go in, because you have to stand up for yourself. You cannot listen to the outside, because now you know. And that's how simple it is. Relax, just be. There is nothing else to do, just be you. That's what I'm saying again and again in a thousand different ways. But it's so difficult to accept it. Just me. And the dilemma is you can never relax when you are your identity, your ego. You can never relax. You can only relax when you are your true self. So the mind never can understand it. Only when you fall out of it, then you see. So that's why I say it's so easy. It's so easy when you are out of it. It's so easy when you're in it. It's so difficult when you are out of it, when you are identified with your mind. So accept it. You're all an expression of the divine. So easy. That's it, let's go home. That's why I say many times, I don't know what to say. I have nothing to say. I have nothing to teach. I'm not interested to write books, make it teaching. It's impossible. You cannot fit it in. It's a very intimate situation. It's a love affair that is totally forgotten. And you are in the middle of it. And when you realize that, then you just want to say thank you, thank you. My beloved Baba, today in satsang I became a river of tears. This river made me realize it's time to expose the good old fucking Miss Fear. My life has been paralyzed by her for many years. It is much better now, but I was very, very sick with anxiety and all these other things that you know. I couldn't do anything, but now I can do a lot of things. But this is how it is, Veena. It takes time to let go of the old. You cannot be in a hurry here, because you cannot do something. But just sit there, again and again, I just say, sit there. Then it will come. Because the more you come back to yourself, the more you will see your own truth, your own courage, your own strength. Then nothing is needed. I always remind you that a sannyasin has to have courage. In the beginning you don't even understand that because you don't know. But you will see when you are up to face with these blocks that you have gotten into you unconsciously, that is holding you separate from the whole, then it's painful. But you have to have a distance to look at it. Then you can recognize it. And only by recognizing it can you let go of it. But there is one big thing, traveling. I want to follow you to Brazil also, but I'm so scared. And some shame comes also with this. I want to hide it, but then who cares? Yeah, who cares? It's time now, Veena, you know it. You have to travel with me to Brazil. You have to face your fear. That's why I'm giving everybody the courage. Not that the fear disappear, but don't let it rule your life. Then you see, you are in charge, you are the master, not Mrs. Fear. This old fucking Miss Fear, you call. It must be an old girlfriend of you. Me and my intimate friend, Mrs. Fear. No, you have to find new friends now. Try Miss Courage. I have had some, quite a few people who was afraid of flying, but I healed them. Now they're flying all over the place. They can hardly stop. So it's very good to go into it. And if you're afraid, okay, then feel the shivering when you sit there. And they say it's the worst in the landing. In the air it's not so bad, but when you land. And if it's a little windy, like that. But then when you come down and again you have survived, ah, so good. And the good thing with flying is that as soon as you get your butt into it, there's no way out. You have to. You have to face yourself. I'm scared of traveling or being in a place far away, but to get sick there, to get sick here, but especially there. You already been so far away from yourself that is no problem. We belong to the whole earth. Don't think only here. Why limit yourself? I'm not for limitation. Expand. No, for the first time in the history of humankind, you can go like that. Woof, woof, woof. It's fantastic. Not long ago, we took months and months to go to Brazil or to go to China. No, it's like 12 hours. Poof. Just a little meditation, a movie, and some bad airplane food. That's it. Time flies. Sometimes I feel so sensitive that just being in a big city or in an airport, it feels like it could kill me a little bit. Yes, I have that too. But what to do? You don't live, you're not supposed to live on the airport. You just have to be focused. Like that. That's how I do it. Only one airport I have seen that I could live in, and that is Changi Airport in Singapore. That is so beautiful that when I came from India, I was thinking, is this the hotel or what? That was so nice, with waterfalls and papagayas and butterflies and everything was there. I was like, why don't they make airport like this everywhere? Especially Rio de Janeiro should learn from Changi. You should work on it, Asad, now. Change it. I don't know what to write about this fear. It just came off for me to expose it. Yes. And when you expose things, then half of it is gone. Because it's just nonsense anyway. It's just fear is holding you back from living. And that's really your fear, is just to live totally in freedom, because that is unpredictable. So you dream about being free, about enlightenment, about all these things, but you are afraid. Because then you have to let go of fear then. You have to let go of anger. You have to let go of all your blocks. Then what? Who are you then? Just the soft, content pussycat. So easy it is. But this is how it is, Veena. We all have to go through it. And you will very much like to bring your girlfriend Mari there. Of course you have to, because she really wants to go, so don't hold her back. Be a good girlfriend now. I really have to tell you, I have only beautiful people around me. Actually, I'm free from more than just the food allergies that I had. I'm free from everything, even from anxiety. Am I free from everything? I don't believe it. No, I imagine you are saying, you better believe it. It is true. You better believe it, babe. It is true. You better believe it, babe. It is true. Can you believe it? Huh? Can you believe it? No. This is the, that is not enough that I'm saying it. For me it's true, but that doesn't help you. But it can ignite something because you love me, you trust me, so you want to believe it, in spite of yourself. And that's why I'm here. In spite of yourself, you're taking one more step into the unknown. That's the only way. You have to find out that it's true. I hope it's true. Don't hope. Just do it. You are free from everything. And if you are free from everything, then why behave like you are a slave then? Does it make sense? I don't believe it. You have to see the game of the mind. That's what the wise person, slowly, slowly, you have to recognize it. You have to see, I'm really fed up now. And my master said, this is not like that, but I can't believe it. But I want to believe it. So you go on. Then you go deeper and deeper. You have a distance to that voice. The deeper you go, the more distance. And when you come totally back, you don't hear it, it's so far away. Far away in the distance, you get da-da-da-da-da, disappear. And in the beginning, you only heard that, all the time, and you like this. That is the beginning. And at the end, you don't hear nothing. Then you know it's true. In the beginning, you can't believe it. But that's how I get you. I love you, thank you. It's the love that will free you. When you're in love, you do crazy things. Dear beloved Master, my whole being is so happy when I'm connected with you and with this beautiful place. I realize that I'm always held in whatever I do when I'm here. Yeah, because this is a safe zone. Here you are in tune with something bigger. And when you're doing what is right, then you're always held. You're always cared for. But when I go out of my comfort zone, it's scary. But at the same time, not scary, because something else is there holding me. The more you get this trust that you are taken care of, the more you can go out of your comfort zone. Otherwise, people are stuck in their comfort zone their whole life. But only by going out of the comfort zone will we grow. You have to go out of your comfort zone because life is unpredictable and maybe not so comfortable, but that is well worth the price to grow. And when you're out of your comfort zone, the safety, which is so difficult for you to leave, because it's so comfortable, you can just stay asleep the same. But when you go out of it, then you have to use your true intelligence, your awareness, because new things is happening, new sides of yourself, new situations. Then you have to be much more alert. That's how you grow, and it's the only way. But it is scary to go into the unknown, but it's well worth it. It seems like this old pattern of mine of resisting what is naturally coming my way. is not functioning so well anymore. No. Just drop it. It doesn't function. No, you see it. Resisting what is naturally coming my way. Why should you resist that? How can we resist life? The whole problem is you are not in tune with life, with the whole. We have our own ideas. Then is problem. Then is fighting. Then is struggling. I want this. I desire this. I strive for this. Why? Just relax. Suddenly you are here, you are in life, and you are even here. And you are, your whole being is so happy when you are here, when you are connected with me. No problem. Just accept the fact. This is all history. Free up all your energies for the new. You're talking about the past. Bury it. I see myself doing things easily, things I would resist before. And again, we all have ideas. This is what I like, this is what I can do, this is like that, this is like that. And then we limit ourselves. Just be open for the new. You are multidimensional. Go on surprising yourself. See new sides of yourself. And it's so fun. And it's so beautiful to see so many sides of yourself, of life. And more wise you get. And more comfort you are in any zone. I want you to be comfortable in any zone. Not just the comfort zone, it's very boring. Let's be comfortable in the war zone. In any zone. That's the sannyasin for me. Who cares? That's what I'm trying to teach you. It reminds me of one Zen master. He was sitting having tea, and then it was an earthquake in Japan. And then his disciples come. Come, master, come, it's an earthquake. And he says, so? The whole building can fall down. Yeah, a rock can also fall down outside. What's the problem? I'm in the middle of drinking tea. You run if you feel you have to run somewhere. I'm here drinking tea, totally at ease. If this is the day I'm going to have that beam in my head, so what? At least I have a nice sip of tea and I die relaxed. In my comfort zone. In the war zone. That is the way. Something is totally undisturbed inside. It doesn't matter. Okay, if the plane is crashing now, relax into the comfort zone. What's the big fuss? That's the art. Don't fight against life. Whatever is happening is happening. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that you can only be when you are connected with your true self. Because that is always at ease. And that's what you are touching, Nandika. My whole being is so happy when I'm connected with you. And with this beautiful place. I love you. I love this. This is it. I love my life. Thank you. Thank you. Yours, Nandika. Yes. That is fantastic. And life, if you resist it, that is painful. And life, if you allow it, if you flow with it, that is bliss. is freedom. And seeing this, then you just want to be at service. Beloved, please go on using me for whatever is needed. That comes up when you see that how beautiful it is. Now you are in the flow, because then you just want to service. You want to be to service, to love, to the Master, to truth, to beauty. It comes by itself. Use me. I'm here for that. Blessed are those who feel that. Otherwise, people just serve their ego and they are unhappy, whatever they get in life. Serving truth, serving love, you don't need anything. It's just so beautiful. So beautiful just to be oneself. Then nobody can tempt you with this or that. Not even your own mind can. So cozy. So happy to be all together like that. Beloved, you said that acceptance is freedom. I'm noticing it is easier to remember this phrase during the unpleasant aspects of life than the joyous ones. Devadasya, that is when you need to remember it. If you're already in acceptance and freedom, why remember it? It's like that. You only think about something if you don't have it, no? If you have it, then enjoy it. I also observed some guilt over having the greatest gift in life, a master, while most of the world is missing out, and guilt for having such a fun and rich life. Is this guilt a hidden form of control, so I feel I have control over something? Yes, it is a hidden form of control. And why should you have control over something? Look at you, little Devadasya, in the whole cosmos. And you trying to control. It looks ridiculous. Give up. And as soon as you give up, so much energy that you have spent in controlling. You cannot control. You have to learn to live uncontrolled. I'm totally out of control, but I trust totally somebody who might be in control somewhere. And it's much more fun than I try to be in control. Then used a lot of energy then. I gave up a long time ago, and when I gave up, haven't had a problem since then. I didn't even give up. Something happened. You cannot give up. But that's what you call grace. In spite of you, something happens. Something bigger than you. So this guilt and control, the guilt, that is just the ego, it's another thing of the ego. Hmm? Guilt for having such a fun and rich life. So now you see it, but get rid of that, because your life is too fun to have any guilt in. Guilt is like, also called it the cancer of the soul. Hmm? We are all guilty. It must be an old Christian hangover for centuries. Maybe we people who've been living in the West. I'm not so, unfortunately, I had most of my time in the East. They don't have much guilt. The Buddhists don't even believe in any God. What to say? Who could make you guilty? It's mostly from the Christians that have this guilt. If you have too much fun, you should have a guilt. It's not long ago, you weren't allowed to dance. You weren't allowed to make love. Everything that was fun in life was a sin. And if you did something, you should be guilty. If you've been drinking, you're guilty. If you're gambling, you're guilty. If you go to the movie, you're guilty. What is left then? No dancing, not making love, not gambling. What is left? And these people have been ruling it, that's the religion. And God is looking through the keyhole too. Even in the bathroom, you are not safe. If you do naughty things in the bathroom, then God is looking, and then you have to say, I played with myself, I have sinned. It's totally ridiculous, but this is exactly how the mind is. It's totally ridiculous. You have to see through it. It's an old guilt, like you are not allowed to have fun. And if you go deeper, you come to, you are not even allowed to live. You feel guilty. It's just the mind. It's so stupid. You are already here. You haven't done, you are innocent. You haven't done anything. Suddenly you appear and you start waking up in the middle of your life. Oh, I'm alive. I'm having fun and I have a master also. Then leave the guilt. That's great. It couldn't be better, Devadasya, and you know it. I don't want to feel guilty about anything. It's a drag and it's pointless, but it's been sitting in my system. All these poisons in sitting in many systems. All this guilt, the fears, the anger, the judgments, the comparison. People have different things that sticks out, that is holding you back from life, from being free, from being total. So it's very good that you see your blocks. I have a deep longing to relax deeply and embrace life and to accept that it can be easy and just totally far out. You know it can be far out and you know it can be easy. Don't get into it. Thank you for the unending surprises and blessings at your feet, Devadasya. Yeah, and they will go on. Are we having fun now? No, you wrote one more. Beloved Babaji, a potential remedy for my guilt came to share more boldly about how much I love you and how much joy I feel, especially with people outside, but also here in the Sangha and with you. Yes. This I have said many times, that first you have no idea. You are just a bundle of suffering, of ignorance, of sadness, of conflict, of mind. And then you start waking up from that dream. That is changing the negative into the positive. Now you have so much fun, you dance, you enjoy, you have good friends, you have a taste of freedom. Then you start seeing all this. This old frustration, these old guilt, these old hang-ups, you want to be free. Now it's a consciously seeing it. Before you weren't aware of it, it was still there, but without awareness you don't see it. And that's how people go through the whole life. They don't see it. You have to see it first. And then when you see that you have this freedom, you are in a beautiful life, you are living a blessed life, you even have a master, the greatest gift, you say, then stand up for it. That's how you integrate it. That is the next part. Then you integrate it in your system. It's not something hidden. In the beginning, it's hidden. Because nobody understands, but truth will challenge you to see if you are ready to stand up for it. That's exactly why my master, he wanted us to wear, you have also a mala, but you can turn it this way, just om, you can have a heart on that, or you put it inside like that. We have always had to have it outside the clothes. And not only that, always in orange or maroon. So you couldn't hide. And it was exactly for this reason, you have to stand up for your choice now. I don't feel the need that to put you through this, because but your own intelligence, if you are strong, if you are connected, then you will stand up for the truth. You won't hide. And that's what I would like. You don't need, because people can wear clothes or name or orange or black or blue or whatever that master have said, but it doesn't help anybody. The thing is to stand up for it, like this is what you are touching now. To share more boldly about how much I love you. And that's what you should. Don't hold back. Let people think you are crazy. Who cares? It's like when I say, you shouldn't listen to anybody. You stand up for, yeah, fine. And there's the, oh, I heard you have a guru. No, me? No. No. That is so easy to say. Because if you say yes, and I love my master, to somebody who has no idea how a master, then you're going into different territory then. No, you have to stand up for yourself. Why? Because he has given me so much. Giving you what? Because it's something that you cannot show. And people only know things that they can see, that they can touch. Oh, he has given me a car. He has given me a hat. If you say, he has given me my own heart, he has given me consciousness, he is waking me up from a slumber, from ignorance, what will they think about you then? This is the truth. But you say that, then you're standing up for your own insight, your own heart. And it will blow them away. I always spoke the truth, and I lost all my friends. Because it's so much more easy to stay asleep. It's very easy to stay asleep, it's very difficult to wake up. And the only way is to integrate it, that you stand up for your truth. Why hide your truth? It is your truth. And not only your truth, but the most beautiful. And is what people, and maybe somebody get touched. That, wow, they feel something from you. Something unseen. You cannot show it, but you have it. And that you can only do by showing you your heart. Again, that's why Jesus said, don't throw pearls for swine. Because you cannot talk. That's why automatically you feel like you cannot talk about it, because they don't understand. So I'm not saying don't talk about this to anybody, but if it is an opening. But at least you can say the truth, and so what? Blow them away. For God's sake, blow them away. Because people are so asleep, and maybe just a little thing outside their comfort zone, and they get shaken up. No, Alicia is enjoying again now. Alicia, you are back? She dared to come into satsang. No, so hot, so. Like, this is also enough. Somebody asks you, just start laughing and crying just like Alicia. This is enough. Then you also, they don't understand. But even in words, whatever you say, they don't understand, because you have to have that feeling yourself. It's like Rumi says, only lovers understand the language of love. Only lovers understand the language of love. How can you say anything to people who are just in the head? And everybody is in the head. So what to say? Sip it. Which is fine for me. That's why all the masters have said it's better to be quiet. But they also saying, shout it from the rooftops. So it depends on you, what you want to do. I love you so very much, I would die for you. I want to give my whole life to you and to serve love and consciousness, if I can. Yes, you can, you are here. And this is what you want. And if you are feeling this, which I know you do, then you have nothing to lose. This is what gives me strength also. Nothing can hold you back if you are ready to die for someone. And that you can only do in deep love, if something has touched. Something beyond the physical. But people only know about the physical, they only know about things. How can they know about that which is beyond? How can they know about the beauty and the love and the heart and the relaxation and the bliss and the ecstasy? It's impossible. It's just words. One great thing is that, unlike last winter, where I felt such a paralyzing fear being outside in the dark, this time there is no fear. You see, Vina? Healed. It's many steps and you have many blockages and things. Go on, and it gets lighter and lighter. This time there is no fear. It tries to come, but I remember you and there is no space for it. Yes. Very good. That's the master key. actually there is such a strong longing for peace that even physically dying is appealing. When there is no fear but the feeling of the eternal. I'm so tired. Meditation, being involved in the Sangha, being close to you, cure this tiredness. That will cure everything. And tiredness is just because we've been struggling and listening to fear and all these things, resisting. Then you spend your valuable energy. Otherwise, you have a lot of energy. Just stand up for it. I was thinking you probably know all this. I know. But then I remembered one time I wrote you a letter. Then I thought, Babaji can read my mind. He knows all this. And I took it out of the box. Then the next satsang, you called me to the front out of the blue and you said, are you going to talk now? You see, you can't hide from me. So I think it's better I send this letter. In gratitude at your feet, Devadasya. I will free you from everything, so only freedom is left. Freedom itself. Just help me on it.
Could there be more to this life we call mine than a journey through space or a storyline more to life than the body can sense, than the mind can conclude from experience. Does who we are begin with breath, depend on form, or end with death? Strip away these roles, these names, and tell me what remains. Who you really are, who you really are. Measure success by the things we accrue or the bonds that we form or the deeds we do. These two shall pass. The chance to see what's yet unborn, and the choice to throw this chance away and be caught up in the play of who we think we are, who we think we are. Thank you. is your attention? Where is your prayer? Where is your song? In a fortunate life comes a call to be free.
So very good to stand up for the truth and for your love and speak it. That makes it stronger. And also people need to hear that. That is more to life than just the physical. It's more than what they can just see and touch. It's something unseen, something sacred, something beautiful, something holy. That you cannot even talk about, but maybe they get reminded that it's more than just this physical. And that's what they need to hear now. Beloved Swat, thank you. Thank you, thank you for again and again reminding me of the way of the heart. After the autumn retreat, it was really, really good. In fact, it was so good, it was beyond words. I have never experienced anything like that. I know it was good. And you have never experienced anything like that because you had never experienced really just your true, relaxed, non-doing self. It was so beautiful living my life totally without any fear or worries. Life unfolding itself moment by moment. That's how it is when the ego has no grip anymore. Then life lives itself totally without any fears and worries. Everything being just crystal clear. You told me clearly to remember to again and again relax into this beauty of now. And yes, for a long time I remembered. And it was going very well, but slowly, slowly the mind became stronger and the heart weaker. And the experience became more like a dream. The unreal became the reality again. And again I was living my life with the limitations of body and mind. However, it was impossible to forget such a beautiful glimpse into reality. It was so clear, and I can only say that it has changed my life completely. And my life as I used to know, it's gone. I now feel like a baby, a newborn, where my real journey actually has just begun. That is exactly how it is, Shivani. Because when you have a glimpse of your true nature, then all the false is gone. And even if the mind, now you understand what I'm talking about, how strong the habits of the mind and the conditions are. That even when you have seen, it comes back. But you will never forget, because now you know. And this only happens when it's supposed to happen. When we started this retreat, I thought in my ignorant way that the ride would be very, very easy. But my mind has been doing so much hab gymnastics that I thought for some time I was going completely bananas. Now the mind has more toys to play with, comparing what happened in that moment with this moment. This is how the mind takes that which was a happening outside the mind, but now it plays with it. And you have to remember that that is gone now. Now it's now. And that is still there. Everything is still here. But the more you go deep, the more you will understand what I'm talking about. Because it becomes your own experience. No, of course, after you've gone so high, so free, no, the mind will attack it, you know. But it cannot win now because it has seen. So no matter how long time it will go before you fall again into that space, it doesn't matter because you know. And now also you will have more time to consciously be on the path. Now the second week of the retreat has been much calmer, experiencing relaxations and peace and silence. Memories from my childhood has been coming up. The other day, sitting by the fire, just before the silent sitting, it was starting to get darker outside. Everything was so peaceful, and the whole house was so silent. Some were writing in their books, some were enjoying a cup of tea. So ordinary, so beautiful. Everything is so beautiful when it becomes ordinary. Life is in the ordinary things, in the simple things. But everybody wants to be extraordinary. So they miss out on the simplicity. And that can only be regained when you are slowing down, when you become more ordinary, which is what you are seeing here. So many people, totally silenced, just doing their things naturally, lovingly, quietly. It is totally forgotten for people now to be quiet. They are all the time involved in doing something, listening to something, being on the internet. Just to be relaxed with themselves is almost disappeared. And the journey is to again reclaim that silence, but you have to detox yourself. That's what I'm doing here. Just to become natural again. To get used to just being with yourself, enjoying your own company, not only enjoying but celebrating your own company, loving your own company. Then you feel at home. It's totally forgotten, and it's the worst thing that can happen. But that's how it is now, and more it's going to be. Everything was so peaceful, the house was so silent. Some were writing in their books, some were enjoying a cup of tea. So ordinary, so beautiful. I certainly remember the afternoons in my grandparents' house. It was only my grandmother and me sitting in the kitchen. And the light of the day was fading, and it was getting darker outside. And we didn't put any light inside until it was totally dark. Just sitting there, enjoying the moment. Everything so quiet and peaceful. The colors changing, the darkness coming, only the sound of the big clock on the wall. Tick-tock, tick-tock. So beautiful. That generation was still in touch with it, but now it's gone. I also remember myself as a child sitting in my room, looking out the window up on the star, far away, questioning myself, there must be more to life than this, dreaming myself far away, totally lost, not knowing that the direction is inwards. Although I remember the pain of that, when I look back, I can only see the beauty of this memory also. Beloved, I feel so, so blessed to have met you and to have you in my life. And I feel uttermost blessed to sit here at your feet. Thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for making it clear for me that my only longing is for truth. With love and gratefulness, Yoni. And thank you for seeing. Because there's nothing I appreciate more than people who are clear. Then things are very good when things are clear. And after one has a glimpse of one's true self, they say you have many satoris, you have satoris, and there is samadhi. So a glimpse can just happen instantly and you forget it very quickly. But even that shakes up the whole system. That is preparing for a deeper satori. No, you had a satori that lasted. You were catapulted into your true nature. And everything was like it always was. And it's so beautiful because nothing has ever changed. Everything is just like it should be. And the thoughts is far gone. And it's so nice just to do ordinary things in your life. Everything is totally natural. No, many times this has to happen many times on the journey. Deeper insight, deeper satori, because it's preparing your system to stay there. No, the problem is that it can also become a problem if you hold on to it. Because then, it's like some people do, the ego takes it, the mind takes it. And it belongs in the past, but it's not the reality. Yes, it was an insight, but it's not there anymore, it's gone. Then it becomes what I call the spiritual ego. You suffer. And some people goes on like that, they write me, this happened in 1987, and I'm still like, hello, time has gone, we are here now. You cannot hold on to the past. But it can be very helpful when you see that it was just a help on the way. Because now everything is changed. It has blown you clean. It's the strongest plumbo you can have. The whole system is flushed clean. All the shit and the past and the accumulated dust and hairs and mind fog and feelings and ideas is all gone. And that's what you said, nothing can be the same again, because now you have seen. Before it could think about it, you can read about it. But when it happens, it can never be forgotten because it's the real. But then you say the experience became more like a dream. And again, the unreal became the reality. Don't make a problem out of it, because it was a glimpse into reality. A glimpse is a glimpse, and that can be very helpful because you know it's something on the other side. But you cannot hold on to it either, because you didn't do anything for it to happen. It happened. And that's why it can be a great help, because now it can push you into, you know. So it is a totally fresh start. What you should devote your life to. So in that way, you cannot go back so much to the old. And it is available. So now get more involved, Shivani. I've been waiting for you. And now you have to focus your energy. And even more so now, things are happening both in the inside and in the outside. So become more involved. That's how you stay focused. So it can be the greatest blessing, but it can also be a hindrance if one holds on to it, if it goes. As I see it, this is preparing the system. Because otherwise you cannot handle it. So it's bigger and bigger doses of volts. If you give full dose, open the whole circuit, then the bulb will pop. So the system has to be cleaned out. So that is they call it in Zen, it's more a mini satori, an insight into reality. That is like pulling the curtain and you see, wow. And many people like, whenever you see reality, it blows everything else away. So people hold on to that also. Then it can be a satori, which is, it can last for a day, for weeks, for months. Then you have self-realization or samadhi. Then it stays, nothing, it cannot go back again. Then all the foolish things you better do now, because you cannot do it afterwards. Only the master has to deal with that. To see you going on doing stupid things. But one day it's finished. In fact, you forget everything. It's just like you said. It's very beautiful. It was so good, it was beyond words. I had never experienced anything like that. No, because you have never been consciously in that space. The last time you were there, you were just googly-goggly coming out of your mother's womb. Totally clean. But that, in that space, you are not conscious. You have to lose it. Then again, you can appreciate it. And that's why they say that the mystics, the masters, he is just like a child, but he is also like a wise man. You have both. Because you have the innocence, because that space is always innocent. But you also have the wisdom of life. A child cannot help you in any way. He has no experience. Maybe he can touch that innocence in you, that ah-ha-ha, you start giggling a little bit. But that's about it. He can never transform you. But when you come into that as a grown-up, then it's so good beyond words. I have never experienced anything like that. That is what is called to be twice born, reborn. You're totally cleaned as a grown-up. And then you have to start functioning again. And then again, that is how you can lose it also. Because the mind comes back in the old ways to do things. So it's very important to have a safe place. That's what the Buddha field is all about, a Sangha is all about. Because you can just fall apart and be yourself. Nobody is expecting anything. You have a safe place to transform. From the larvae to the butterfly. Nobody will eat the larvae. It was so beautiful living my life totally without any fear or worries. Everything being just crystal clear. That's exactly how it is. Everything is just crystal clear. You told me clearly to remember to again and again relax into the beauty of the now. And yes, for a long time I remembered, and it was going well, but slowly, slowly, the mind becomes stronger and the heart weaker. Again, you got pulled in to the things. It's very fragile. It's not strong enough that you can take care of it. That's why you have to be in a nurturing environment that understands it. You went back into the normal again, into the so-called society. You always try to fit in. Then you have to behave again like the people who have no idea. You see, that is the courage I'm talking about. You have to be able to step out. And when the time is right, you have to stop. And nothing is more important than that. But it is a new beginning for something new. No, just start living more conscious and devote yourself more conscious to what you really want. Thank you for making it clear for me that my only longing is for truth. Yes, that's the only thing I want to make clear for you. And when you only have one focus, then it's easy. That is the direction. It's not so many things, it's only this longing for truth, for clarity. Now you understand, if you want to be clear, if you want to be truthful, then you are with those who see clearly, who speak the truth. The Buddha say, don't go again back to the ignorant ones, no? You have to be very strong then. Again, you get polluted. You get sucked in. Because it's much easier to become the old. You have to take very care to start functioning consciously in a new way. It's really like being a little baby, like you say. That takes courage. To function totally innocent like a baby. To show your vulnerability, to show your love, to show your beauty, to show your truth. Nobody can see that in the society. You can only see that if you have gone in to yourself. So these things is not accepted, because they don't know about it. You will be a dropout. And unconsciously, nobody wants to be a dropout. Everybody wants to fit in. But I say it's much better that you fit in with the whole, with the truth, than you fit in with the false. Isn't it? Now? How is it now? Huh? Huh?
Good.
No, anything? No, this experience, it became a dream now, or how is it now? Is it a dream or is it reality? What is it now? What is now? What is now? It's there. Yeah. You see? It's always there. You have to focus in the right place. Now I will remind you. May everyone focus in the right place. Don't get lost here and there and get sidetracked. Focus on the real and be happy. Then happiness, joy, silence, beauty, love, it all comes like a shadow. Because you are in the right place. You are home. There's nowhere to go. It is always here, it is always now, only you can be somewhere else. As soon as you come back, it is there. Everything is like it's always been. Relax into that, which is eternal. Not that which comes and goes. There can be never any peace in that which comes and goes. Only what is real can there be peace.